The sun is rising over the football field at Coles Academic High School as I tear around the track. I have tools now. Tools I didn't have before. Was I faster that time?
Technically, you're not faster. Technically, you grew longer legs and took bigger strides. But yeah, technically, 5.2 seconds faster.
It's a matter of learning how to use them. Chunky, a chubby gerbil, looks out at us from his pink habit trail in the science lab. It's after hours, and Bruno's a student assistant, so he has access to the keys.
Okay, I've treated it with the latest batch. Let's see just how elastic this baby can get. Do not fail me now, Super Snot. Here, hold this end.
Sweet!
Does it come in blue? Learning my strengths.
One, two, three! Hey, I just threw a 300-pound boulder 50 yards into the Hudson.
You know, that giant hand thing is simultaneously awesome and kind of gross.
Learning my limitations. Bruno scans the overflowing dumpsters and debris in the alley behind the Circle Q and its neighboring stores.
Okay, you got me. There's all kinds of crap back here. I have no idea what or where you are.
Hi!
Oh, jeez! Don't put your finger in my ear. I hate that.
I was the busted mannequin. I'm learning how to work with this new body instead of against it, even when I'm small enough to run on Chunky's treadmill.
This is rapidly approaching way too weird. I'm gonna have nightmares about this.
You're not the one staring at super-sized gerbil poop. When was the last time you cleaned poor Chunky's cage?
I'm kneeling on the floor of my bedroom with a tube of yellow fabric paint in hand. Steady, steady. I've drawn hundreds of jagged lightning bolts over the years on my notebooks and stuff, but never this big on clothing.
Bruno will kill me if I screw up his work.
I've come to understand that good is not a thing you are.
And yes. Wow.
It's a thing you do. Outside the abandoned house in Greenville where Vic is being held, Bruno and I crouch behind the chain-link fence. I'm suited up in my new improved Ms. Marvel ensemble. Full torso, deep blue tunic skirt and boots, red leggings and mid-forearm sleeves. I've got a yellow forearm bracelet on my left arm, a red scarf trails from my neck, way more stylish than a cape, and that big yellow lightning bolt goes down the front of my tunic. If I do say so myself, it's pretty awesome. It feels right. Hey, I'll probably never be ready.
You have your cell?
In my boot.
You'll try not to get the costume too wet, right? Super Snot doesn't like getting wet.
I know, stop worrying.
But I can be ready enough.
Remember the panic code. If something goes wrong, call and let it ring twice and then hang up. I'll call the cops.
Okay, Grandma.
My tiny heart is pounding. My palms are sweating, which probably isn't good for the Super Snot. Camouflaged by the tall grass, I approach the rickety front porch of the house. There are several scuttlebots patrolling it, marching back and forth. I tell myself I can do this. I tell myself I'm exactly where I was meant to be. A scuttlebot pauses in its perimeter patrol and shines its blue headlights at me. It's like that Persian guy Rumi said, "Wherever you are, was circled on a map for you."
Face it, Vic. Your heist failed, your attempted rescue failed. It's pretty much fail all around at this point.
Oh, no.
And do you know what that means?
No, I don't know.
Doyle's back is to me as I make my entrance, but Vic's eyes grow wide as he sees a bucking scuttlebot descend the basement stairs, ridden rodeo style by a bouncing Toy Story Woody-sized Ms. Marvel. I'm hanging on for dear life to the bot's top-mounted laser gun. A militant squad of scuttlebots chases after us, firing laser beams all around, like I'm in an X-Wing dogfight. Okay, things learned so far, mastering bigness is easy. It's mastering smallness that takes work. I yank on my own bot's laser gun, trying to aim the thing.
Ooh, that's gotta hurt.
You're dead, Bendy girl!
What's going on down there? What's all that noise?
I don't know. Door said not to go down.
The floor's shaking. Are we having an earthquake?
Nah, dude. You just had too much NyQuil.
Seriously.
Coming through!
Hang on, Vic! His legs flail around, though his arms are still tied as I carry him under one arm like a football.
You think this is over? You think you're safe now? You have no idea what you just started! He will find you!
I hurdle the chain-link fence next to Bruno, dumping Vic as I go.
Vic, you idiot! You're alive!
Can't stop now. Take him home. We've all got to keep moving. I have a feeling this inventor doesn't make empty threats.
This is a big day, dude. New checkout counter, new door, all the workmen finally gone. We should have superheroes trash the Circle Q more often just for an excuse to get new stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
I actually went in last night and, like, swept everything and straightened the stuff on the displays with a ruler just because I was that excited. We should have had a grand reopening or something to celebrate.
A small crowd of customers and passersby has gathered in front of the Circle Q. There's a makeshift stuffed Ms. Marvel effigy with a big round head hanging in front of the door, with X'd out eyes like a dead cartoon animal. A short, threatening sentence has been spray-painted on the glass door.
The Birdman cometh?
What is that?
It's a message.
For who?
For us.
Everyone turns to me.
Whoa.
Ms. Marvel. I stand as tall as I can without stretching, my no-heel boots in a wide stance, with fists on my hips. A light breeze lifts my scarf, which is a nice touch.
This guy thinks he can threaten us where we live? I've got news for him. This is Jersey City. We talk loud, we walk fast, and we don't take any disrespect.
Don't mess.
Yeah. Word.
Whoever the inventor is, if he wants a fight, he can have one.
He's not mad, is he, Knox? About what happened at the Greenville house?
Mr. Edison is a man of varying moods.
Yeah. But is he mad?
Ask him yourself.
Mr. Edison, sir, I want to apologize for letting Vic escape. We were unprepared for a superhuman rescue. But I'm taking care of it. She's just a girl. Easy to scare.
That girl is walking the streets of Jersey City in a costume and calling herself Ms. Marvel. You haven't just created a problem, Doyle. You've created an urban
legend!
And that legend ends now.
Which brings us back to where we came in, at the Jersey landfill where the Scrapasaur has just hurled a few tons of rusty vehicular manslaughter at me. Oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. Fortunately, I can shrink. I'm getting pretty good at this. 7 inches tall, I climb out from under the heap.
Hey! Rust bucket! Get on someone!
Your own size!
After all, turnabout is yada yada, right?
Skadoosh!
Huh? Oh no, it's a me. Hello?
Your cousin's Mendy started an hour ago!
The Mendy! That's a pre-wedding party. I completely forgot.
You were supposed to be in the bridal procession! You have humiliated the entire family!
I'm on my way, Ami! Bye!
Hey, junk thingy! Tell the inventor this isn't over. If he knows what's good for him, he needs to stay out of Jersey.
I bound back to the JC as fast as my big long legs can carry me.
Holy Sriracha! Is that Captain Marvel?
Nah, Captain Marvel has the sash. Ms. Marvel has the skirt and the mask thingy.
Yep. I can change my face, but I wear a mask instead. There are layers of unpackable crazy up in here. What can I say? I'm a shape-changing, mask-wearing 16-year-old super Muslim from Jersey City. I've got a Circle Q secret hideout, a super genius best friend, a mysterious villain called the Inventor who wants to kill me, and loving parents who would spontaneously implode if they knew any of that. I'm Ms. Marvel, and I'm just getting started.
This has been a graphic audio production of Marvel's Ms. Marvel, No Normal. Copyright Marvel. Unauthorized download and/or duplication is prohibited. Adapted from the graphic novel by G. Willow Wilson and Adrian Alfona. With performances by Shanta Parasharaman as Kamala Khan, Matthew McGee as Bruno, Nora Ashrati as Ami, Andy Brownstein as Abu, Mahbood Ebrahimzadeh as Amir, Danny Stoller as Zoe Zimmer, Nick DePinto as Josh, Jacob Ye as Vic, Evan Casey as Doyle, Kimberly Gilbert as Nakia, Nora Ashrati as Captain Marvel, Richard Cutting as Iron Man, Thomas Keegan as Captain America, with David Jordan, Casey Platt, Kenyatta Rogers, Christopher Walker, Scott Graham, Joe Brack, James Lewis, Barbara Pinolini, Elizabeth Jernigan, Amina Shafi, Nadia Ben Issa, Diane Kalita, Margie Tompros, Nathaniel Perry, Nanette Savard, and Richard Rowan. Directed and adapted for graphic audio by Richard Rowan. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Nathaniel Perry. Ms. Marvel theme composed by Thomas Hogan. Special thanks to Sana Amanat, Nora Ashrati, Amina Shafi, Jeff Reingold, Jeff Youngquist, Sarah Brunstad, and David Gabriel. If you enjoyed Ms. Marvel, No Normal, be sure to look for our other graphic audio comics titles, including Avengers, Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Dan Abnett, available now at www.graphicaudio.net. Ms. Marvel comics and trade paperbacks are available at comic shops and in human-loving bookstores near you. Google Play is a trademark of Google Incorporated. Apple, the Apple logo, iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch are registered trademarks of Apple Incorporated. App Store is a service mark of Apple Incorporated.